The last 2 years, I've been fortunate enough to be on a panel here talking about the structure of the over-the-counter market, getting into some of the specifics of trading and how securities become tradable over-the-counter. We've gone over the kind of shift between the OTC Bulletin Board and OTC Markets Group that has made us clearly the primary platform for these kinds of securities. So we're at this point about 10,000 securities. As Carol mentioned, we're split up into marketplaces. I'm going to talk about a lot of that towards the end of the presentation. This year, Carol and the Planning Committee wanted to focus more on these new exciting capital raising opportunities that are going to be available for companies that either currently trade over the counter or that don't have a public trading market but aren't yet ready to IPO and to move into an exchange-listed world. We've talked a lot about some of these things already this morning, and I'm going to make every effort not to repeat things you've already heard. But the three big capital-raising provisions that are going to impact these kinds of companies are the three main Jobs Act provisions. First, of course, is general solicitation, or what is really the end of the ban on general solicitation in Rule 144A and Rule 506C offerings. Panel this morning did a nice job of talking about a lot of the background, how we got to the point of general solicitation and what some of the new requirements are. I'm going to focus more on the impact of these kinds of offerings on a trading market, how issuers who are looking to pursue these kinds of offerings can use the prospect of liquidity in a secondary trading market to work with investors and make that offering a little bit more attractive.